Get ready. It's time for the Medicare Funcast. Medicare information for those that need it. Music, memories, interviews, and pop culture for those that don't. And now, here's Brian Kulis.
All right, I'm here with a very special guest today. This is my mom, Marcy Kulis.
And, hi.
Yeah, welcome to the Medicare Funcast. And we're going to talk to my mom today on the Medicare Funcast. Of course, you can always find my other episodes on YouTube. Search Medicare Funcast on YouTube. And you can go to my Facebook page, the Medicare Funcast, on my Facebook page. I have a bunch of episodes, music memories, fun interviews, all kinds of great stuff. And of course, Medicare information is also in some of those episodes. And check that out if you're interested in that. But today, we have my 98 and a half year old mom. Can you believe it? She doesn't look 98. No, there's no way. I can't believe it. So how you doing today, Mom?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm glad you mentioned the half a year. It's almost here.
And you were born in 1925.
Yes.
Oh. And in 1925, did you know that that was the year the first motel came out?
No, I didn't.
The first motel, Mount Rushmore, was dedicated. Sears Roebuck opened their first store. So Sears, when you were born, Sears was just opening their stores, and now, you know, sadly, they're long gone now.
Yes, and we used to shop through the magazine.
Yeah, the catalog, Christmas catalog.
And, of course, we used it for other purposes.
No, what were those? The outhouse?
Yes, we had an outhouse. I lived on a farm.
Yep, in Michigan. We'll talk about that in a second. Some other things, Model T cars in the 1920s. Short hair was in style for women.
Very definitely.
They were cutting their hair in the 1920s, you know, the roaring 20s.
Yes.
You had... when you were little, when you were born, it's hard to believe now all our movies, all this CG entertainment and all that we have now, but when you were born, movies did not have sound. Remember the old Laurel and Hardy movies? They had no sound.
Right.
Oh, that's crazy. And then radio, it was way before television. When you were little, did you sit around and listen to radio shows?
Yes. I love baseball.
Oh, baseball, yeah. Who, you listen to Chicago teams?
Yes. I've forgotten the name of it.
White Sox?
Red Sox and the White Sox.
Right. Whoever, yeah.
Blue Sox.
Whoever was playing. Mostly Chicago teams, right? You listen to Chicago?
That reminds me of, I had a lot of chores on the farm. And one was milking the cows when my worker, we hired a worker to work on the
farm. A hired
farm.
Hand.
Yeah. And when he wanted to have a happy weekend, he would pay us to milk the cows.
Oh, he would. He would.
And every time I was milking a cow, there were a bunch of cats hanging around, and I'd squirt the milk into their mouth, and they were there every time that I milked the cows.
And what did you say the hired hand was doing? Wasn't he drinking? He wanted to drink on the weekends.
Yes.
Okay.
That was his enjoyment.
And where did he live?
He lived down in the basement of the house.
Didn't you have a big furnace down there?
Huge furnace,
really?
And it was real warm, and like a little room downstairs.
That's where he slept, right?
Yes.
And is that where your mom kept the mason jars and preserves and
the
things?
And the potatoes.
Potatoes, really?
A whole bunch of potatoes in one room.
Oh, that's neat.
But we helped her with preparing the canned foods for us to eat, and it lasted all winter, and especially during the Depression.
Oh, I bet. Here's You remember this photo here, Mom? We went. This is your house in Michigan.
Yes.
That's the house you grew up in.
Yes.
And we went, it's been several years ago, we went up there with all our family. This was in Goebbels, is that right? Was this house in Goebbels?
In Goebbels area.
Right, and here's you holding, this is what the house looked like when you were little, and
right.
That's you holding a picture of it, what it looked like when you grew up, and then now it's kind of overgrown, but it's still a beautiful property.
That's trumpet vine growing, and it's about 100 years old.
Wow. And this was also, was this your school that you went to?
Grade school.
I know, it's still there. It's a house now.
They added a porch to it.
Right.
They made a home out of it.
Okay. Oh, that's neat. And here's a picture of you and my daughter Breelyn in the back of the house. And so this is where you grew up, spent a lot of time.
I spent I went to school for 6 years there, and then
wow.
I went to high school, rode the bus to high school.
Oh, that is neat. Now, everybody's asking how, you know, what your beauty secrets are. I have a lot of my Facebook friends here that are asking questions. Kurt Bird, my brother-in-law, asks, how do you stay so beautiful? Another friend of mine, Greg Abbey, that I went to high school with, he says, what is your secret to looking so beautiful? Dixie Rushing says, how did you live this long and look so beautiful? Diana Grebe says, wow, you look great. What's your secret? Gail Morris Bucker, it says, you are absolutely beautiful. What are the lost arts we should know? And Aunt Verna says, you look so young. How did you do it? I need your secret. So what is your secret, Mom, to looking young and staying healthy and everything?
Well, my secret is I lived on the farm.
Right.
And I worked, helped my father, and I have no really secrets. I eat healthy.
Right.
And I did a lot of exercise. I love to swim, dance.
Yeah.
Love sports. I love to ice skate.
Yeah, you. Oh, tell us about the time. Didn't you and my Aunt Bernice fall in the pond, or did you fall in? What happened?
I fell in the pond because
frozen
she
pond.
Made me do all the hard work.
Your older sister.
Yes.
Aunt Bernice.
She
yeah.
was two or 3 years older. Well, we went to a pond on our property.
Right.
And it was frozen. And so we made some ice skates. And I put my ice skate on. And she says, you go first. So I did. I stepped on the ice and I fell through and got all wet. So she had to help me out of there. And so we didn't want our parents to know that what we had done. So we walked around the pond and took our time going home and never told our parents what had happened.
Until you dried off and everything, right?
Yeah.
And you said you had an outhouse, you had Sears catalog. Was that really freezing in the winter time, or did you hold it, or did you go out there in the middle of the night? What did you do?
We didn't go out during the middle of the night,
right.
But we didn't have any heat for we had 13 rooms in the house.
Yeah, that was a big house.
And we didn't have heat upstairs. And so my mother would heat the iron.
The iron?
Something similar to an iron.
They had like a bed
and
iron.
And put it at the bottom of the feet.
Oh,
and
that wow.
kept us warm. And of course we had a whole bunch of blankets on.
And you had kerosene lamps, right?
Kerosene lamps.
Right, until you got electricity later on.
Yes.
Did you have one of those old phones, old like wall phone or
no?
No,
never. Very few closets in this home.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Yeah, they didn't have closets in homes at that time.
And so you say healthy exercise. You were always real active outside.
Active.
You like your flowers.
I worked all my life.
Right.
And I ate healthy. I didn't care for meat. And, of course, once in a while, I had a little sip of wine.
Yeah, sure. Once in a while. And Donna Brannion Davis says, your mother looks so wonderful for your age. I wish I'd asked my mother more questions before she passed away. Were there things that you wish you would have asked your mother?
Well, what did she do for recreation?
Mm-hmm.
What did she eat? I know that they eat a lot of potatoes.
Yeah, we're Lithuanian. Your parents came over from Lithuania.
Yes.
Right. I think they moved to New York. Was your mom a seamstress for a while?
She was a seamstress. And my father, I guess, had a shop. And they lived above the shop. It was a double building.
Okay.
Double story building.
Right.
She lived above. They lived above the top. Of course, I wasn't there at that time.
Right, that was before Mimi.
Yeah.
And you had two older, you had a brother, Charles and Alpha, that were older than you.
Yes, 10 years older.
Right, and Uncle Bernard, he was younger. Also, you'd lost a baby, right? Didn't you lose a baby or a young son?
We lost a little baby that was 3 months old.
Oh, that's tough.
And then my mother and father, I mean, the first child was a boy.
Yes.
And he was the oldest of all of us. And of course, he lived in Lithuania, and I never knew him.
Wow. And what was your earliest memory? How far back, what is like your earliest memory that you have?
Well, what my mother said, they were poor
right.
in Lithuania.
In Lithuania.
And they didn't have the goodies that we have now. They had a brick stove, one of those old-fashioned stoves.
Right.
And it had a ledge on top of it, and she slept on top of it because it was warm.
Wow, wow. That's unusual, but if it did the trick,
yes.
I guess it worked. But what was your earliest memory? How far back can you remember?
Well, I remember we didn't have any toys to play with, and my sister and I would go into the mud pile and make hamburgers.
Oh, nice.
Pretend,
yum.
Pretend hamburgers out of mud.
Oh, that's funny.
And we had to create our own toys.
Right. Oh, yeah. You had to go outside and just find sticks or trees, climb trees, play out in the yard, whatever you could find. Right.
Well, yes. Swing on a tire.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember picking up eggs under the chickens, and they would always peck you when you...
Oh, my goodness.
...tried to get the eggs.
And work was really hard on the farm. You said you had to milk cows, and did you have to pick vegetables or fruit or things like that to help Grandpa out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My first memory that I remember now was my father bought my oldest son a turquoise convertible that had a rumble
seat. Uncle Charles, yes.
Yes.
Right. Oh, how fun.
And he gave us a ride in the rumble seat, and that was so much fun.
Oh, I bet it was.
With the wind blowing through your hair.
I wish they still had rumble seats.
And he used it to go up to the northern part of Michigan and pick cherries.
Oh, wow. Your dad did?
No, my brother.
Uncle Charles.
Yeah, he bought it for him to go to work.
Oh, wow. What a nice ride.
When you get 18 years old,
yes,
you leave the farm and go into the city.
That's right. They all wanted to go to the big city. They were tired of the farm, weren't they?
Well, he didn't want to be a farmer.
Uncle Charles was a machinist, and then he trained pilots in World War II. Your older sister, Aunt Alpha, very elegant lady. And she was a secretary for Omar Bradley right during the war.
Yes.
Yeah, so she went to Washington to work. Yeah. Wow, that's exciting.
She wasn't a secretary. She just worked in the office.
In the office, okay. Oh, speaking of Uncle Charles, everybody would love to hear this. What did Uncle Charles do with cats?
We had a silo that was filled with corn.
Yes.
And chopped corn. And my sister and I had to go in it and stomp on it to make it get the air all out.
Oh, wow.
Of it.
Pretty dangerous.
And
yeah.
Later, my oldest son, Charles.
Oh, your brother, Charles.
Your brother. Brother Charles would take the cats and put a parachute on them and drop them from the top of the silo.
Now, all those...
They survive.
Wow.
They say cats have 9 lives.
Nowadays, they would come after him for doing that.
Right.
He didn't hurt them. They liked it floating down. But, wow, he would jump, go way up there and drop them off the silo. In just a moment, we'll return to Music, Memories, Pop Culture, and more on the Medicare Funcast. I want to thank Red River Auto Group for being a sponsor of the Medicare Funcast, Mitch Ward and Company here in Central Arkansas, doing a great job. They have a great selection of vehicles. They will deliver anywhere in the continental USA. Make it really easy on you. Mitch Ward and Company are great. Give them a call at 501-381-7807, or their website is redriverauto.com. And MyPillow.com, sandals, pillows, all kinds of bedding and sheets. I have tried really mostly every one of their product, and I really, really love my slippers. Here they are, my slippers. Turn them around here. These are so comfortable. The lining is so warm, especially in the wintertime. Got those for me, and I got these for my wife, Deanne. She loves these. We live in these, especially this time of year. Even in the summertime, I've worn them, and they are just so comfy. And you can get a discount on those by using my promo code KULIS, K-U-L-I-S. And a lot of people don't know this, but there's another website. It's called allamericanmade.com. It's owned by MyPillow, allamericanmade.com. They have auto products, appliances, pet supplies, outdoor items, and all kinds of great stuff. Again, that's allamericanmade.com and mypillow.com. Use promo code KULIS. And of course, with any questions on Medicare, you can call or email me. My company is Affordable Health and Life, 501-307-1396. You can email me at medicarefundcast@gmail.com. Love to hear from you.
We now return to the Medicare Funcast with Brian Kulis.
Yeah.
And Missy Feathers, one of my listeners and friends, says, I would like to know all of the home remedies that you used. Missy says her grandparents used kerosene and other remedies. And what remedies, kind of home remedies, did your mom use?
The same, practically. We weren't sick very much.
Right.
And the doctor lived about Yeah, 6 miles away.
6 miles. Mm-hmm.
And right. So we had to, you know, my mother had to provide something to make us feel well. And so she went out in the field, and there was the yellow flowers blossoming.
Oh, yeah.
And they were very pretty. And so he snipped the tops, took the buds and the flowers, and dried them, and then made tea out of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And,
good stuff.
And it's kind of sweet.
Right.
And it really helped. I guess it relaxed us and made us forget that we were ill.
Yeah, there's a lot of remedies that we forget about. A lot of, you know, back then they would just go on the field or something and they knew what to do. Your mom or your grandma used to get mushrooms, right? She would know all the mushrooms to pick, you know?
I never knew my grandmother.
Oh, your mom, though.
My mom. Oh, yeah. Well, we would have a whole bunch of relatives come out from Chicago, and they had to sleep on the hay because we didn't have enough rooms for them to sleep
right.
on. And we would go in the neighbor's forest. We received their permission.
Sure.
And we packed bags and bags of mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, because some of them can be poisonous and
hallucinogenic.
You had
to know what they were.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. My friend Chuck Zeiler in Austin says, how bad were things during the Depression? Did you feel the Depression like other people did?
No, because we had a huge vegetable garden.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we had a lot of chickens and had eggs.
Had meat.
And we had a lot of little piggies all the time.
Bacon. Lots of bacon.
Yes.
So yeah.
And turkeys.
So you weren't feeling it like some people in the cities and things. You had everything you needed.
Yes, we did.
And you also used to tell us that homeless men would come by and your mom would feed them.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people out of work back then.
Yeah.
But she'd bring a stranger in and feed them like lunch.
Yes.
And wouldn't they sometimes work for a while? They would work a little bit for your dad?
Yes.
Earn a little bit of money?
Well, the neighbors got together when they had to. At that time, we call it bunching the hay.
Oh, wow.
And putting it on cutting it and putting it on wagons, and then having big machines come, and we had wheat fields.
Oh, oh.
Separate the wheat. The farmers were all cooperative. They never had fights.
Yeah, they all chipped in and helped each other. Like if you need to build a barn or bring in harvest, something happens, someone's sick and needs the cows milked, you know, they just helped each other out. And that was always in southern Michigan, right? All the farms that Grandpa had.
Yes.
Southern Michigan, beautiful. To the west is Lake Michigan. Where you have beautiful lighthouses and the water was nearby. And then Goebbels area was known for fruit, berries, and things like that. Very fertile.
Yes.
Right, and they make wine there now. It's a beautiful place. Sarah Page Ogden Pittman asks, what was your favorite evening out as a teen? What did you and your friends do for fun when you were a teenager?
Couldn't do much. I didn't have a lot of friends. We had neighbors.
Right.
With a daughter and a son, but they lived in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and they would come out during the summer. So we played with them.
Sure.
They had a sand pile in back of their home, and we used to go and slide down the sand.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
But now I realize that was dangerous.
Well, yeah, you survived though. You've lived 98
years. We survived.
And yeah, so a lot of times you would play with your cousins and things because the farms were kind of spread out, right? There wasn't, you know, like
they people, weren't close.
Not like kids next to each other. It was a little more difficult, right?
And of course, we were young. We didn't have cars like they have now.
Oh, sure.
And they had to work. We all had to work for our cars.
Oh,
we'd play hopscotch.
Oh, right.
And they don't play that anymore.
No, not, yeah, the games or jacks, right? Or, you know, all those, you know, kind of old marbles they used to play.
Yeah.
You know, very simple games. You remember this? See, here's this picture. You remember that theater, Mom?
Yes, that was in Allegan, Michigan.
Oh, and it's all restored now. You would see, what you see, Western movies
Western
there?
Western movies.
The Regent
John
Theater.
John Wayne was very popular.
Very nicely restored now.
Cassidy.
Hopalong Cassidy?
Yes.
And then Grandpa, your big treat was going to town, right? He would buy you an ice cream and a movie ticket? Is that what he would do?
He would treat us to an ice cream cone, which cost 5 cents.
5 cents. Oh.
And then take us to the movie.
Right. Oh, that's incredible.
And
he would go and do some shopping and things, right? And
yes.
Didn't he bring eggs into town too? Would he sell eggs and things?
We sold eggs.
Right.
Well, we didn't sell them. We bought groceries. Well, we did. We bought groceries with the money from the eggs.
Yes. And you were telling me, too, in the summer they would show a movie on the side of a building, bring out a big movie projector, and you'd watch
it. Well, this was outside.
Outside, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we would bring our own chairs, yes.
Okay. Oh, how fun.
And we were always excited on Saturdays because my father would park his car outside, clean it up.
Oh, that was the clue, right?
That was the clue. And my sister says, ask him if we can go tonight to the movie.
That's right. Aunt Bernice was an instigator, right? She would put you up to doing things, right? The big sister. Big sister.
I was the daredevil.
You were the daredevil, really.
Yes. I was very shy, though, when I grew up.
Yeah, you were. And
early, for a long time.
Early on, you just spoke Lithuanian, right? You didn't start speaking English till what school later when you learned? Or?
Well, in grade school.
Grade school.
We all, learned in grade school.
Who is this young lady here? Is that you in the middle
there?
The
oldest one is Alpha.
Your Aunt Alpha? Aunt
that's
Alpha?
Me, and mm-hmm. That's Bernice.
Oh, okay. You're in the middle,
yes.
Right? And Aunt Bernice on the left, which was your older sister, and then Alpha was the oldest. Alpha was tall.
Tall.
Yeah. Your dad was short, and
my mother was short.
Your mother was short, but it's funny that Grandpa's brother was tall, so Aunt Alpha got his tallness,
right. And my younger brother, you don't have a picture of, he was 10 years younger than I was. And he's tall.
Uncle Bernard.
Uncle
yeah, he
Bernard.
Was very tall. Let's see, this is you at graduation?
Yeah.
This was, you would have been like 19...
47? 46?
43. Yeah, 43. Like 43, because you would have been 18. And which one are you? You in the front with the little white boots?
Yeah. Oh,
to the right there, that's cute. You are adorable.
And everybody wondered why I kept wearing the boots all the time. And I said, those are the only things I had to wear. We didn't have a lot of clothes.
And this was your graduating class?
Yes.
Only
about 30.
Well, yeah, there was only about 12 here, so it might not have been all of them. And who's that young lady there?
That's me. What a difference.
And you graduated Goebbels High School in Goebbels, Michigan.
Yes.
And then you went on to college, right?
Western Michigan College in Kalamazoo.
Wow. Wow. And what did you study there?
I received a BS degree.
Okay. And weren't you valedictorian or something like that?
Well, that was high school.
That was high school. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Medicare Funcast with Brian Kulis. For part two of What It's Like to Be 98 with my mother, Marcella Kulis, go to my Medicare Funcast YouTube channel, or for the audio version, you can get that wherever you find your podcasts.
Thanks for watching the Medicare Funcast with Brian Kulis. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. It's been fun. We'll see you next time.